Hi, this is Clement Shermer, and I'm talking about our experience with the Matrix Velocity Simulator simulation in our article entitled Virtual Reality-Based Simulation Training for Ventriculostomy, an Evidence Approach, in which me and my co-authors, Dr. Elder, Roy Burke, and Lobel, examined the use of a virtual reality simulation-based technology in the use of simulating the insertion of a ventriculostomy, which is one of the most common neurosurgical procedures. This is a common procedure that is learned by neurosurgical residents in the early years of their residency, and the CNS has developed a simulation course of which one of the modules deals with trauma neurosurgery, and in particular the placement of a ventriculostomy using simulation-based training. This course has been run twice now, and we analyzed our results using both a pre-test instruction-based teaching and then the simulation itself, which was run as a first run, after which the trainee got feedback from an instructor and then tried to insert the ventriculostomy again. Period. We used the immersive touch system, and after concluding this, subjected the trainees again to a post-test and looked at predictors of outcome and sought to validate the simulator as to its usefulness as an educational module and device. We found that the written scores improved significantly from pre-test to post-test, and that the instructions let the participants improve significantly when it came to the relevant anatomy, the placement of the burr hole and the final location of the catheter, as well as the time needed to complete the procedures. We found that senior residents in postgraduate years 4 and higher were better at planning a trajectory that led to the idealized goal, whereas junior participants improved more in overall terms, and in particular regarding the relevant anatomy and the time to complete the procedure. And we, in summary, showed with this article that the virtual reality ventriculostomy placement as part of a simulation-based educational module can complement the standard training techniques for residents in the management of neurosurgical trauma and the placement of ventriculostomy in particular, and that this is a valuable and validated training tool.